stop the press as well, because we're sending V magazine to the printers. But which stories have made it onto the cover? Joined by aforementioned Steve and Nell to run through the stories gathered this week. What's headline number one, Steve?
Right, yeah, headline number one, Tropical Storm at Sea. Now, this was a story from Ernie from Sedbergh, who joined us to speak about university research, which involved deep-sea drilling beneath the Atlantic Ocean. And whilst there, the ship was hit by a tropical storm.
Great big waves crashing over the ship, and these poor roughnecks working on the drilling derrick trying to get the pipe out. And the worst thing that could possibly happen, or maybe it's the best thing, there was this almighty bang. The ship lifted, it seemed, about 10 or 20 feet out of the water upwards, and the drill pipe had broken off just beneath the ship, which was a blessing in disguise, because it meant we were no longer in a dangerous position, but it also meant that we'd lost something like 3.5 miles of drill pipe. You can imagine this. The amount of steel sheared off beneath the ship and just tumbled down to the sea floor.
On to headline number two, Tom sleeps through hurricane. This was Tom in Maryport. He was drunk in bed in 1987 during the hurricane that Michael Fish had famously failed to predict, and the wind was so strong it ripped his bedroom wall right off.
We'd seen in the news reports that you say now this hurricane's coming, but I don't think it's going to, so we thought nothing more of it. So I went and I had had a couple of beers, as you do, and then a couple more and a couple more. And I went to bed. And when I woke up, I opened one eye, so half bloodshot, and looked, and there was no side of the building. So the whole front of the building was exposed to the elements. Because I felt my bed was wet, and I thought I'd had an accident because I'd had too much to drink. It was actually rain, where the building had been ripped away from the front, and I'd slept through the lot.
The third headline is Eva's bumpy ride. Eva in Crofton told us about a stormy cruise on a Mediterranean.
And we thought, uh-oh, the sick bags was out. They've leather things that go over the banisters. That didn't look too good. So never mind, we did everything and went to bed. Oh, and I couldn't sleep. The boat was going, you could really feel it. And, of course, hubby went to sleep, and that, and he woke up. Are you not asleep yet? And me tossing about, had to walk him. And he said, never mind. He says, if the boat goes down, your swimming will not help you now.
And finally, seasick Dave. Dave in Windermere told us about a boat journey that made everybody a little seasick.
The boat was a little bit delayed because they said that the weather was slightly inclement. Now, it normally takes about between 45 and 50 minutes to cross. It took us over double that time because, believe it or not, it was a force 11 gale. The ship was rocking about. Well, there was people lying there. They were seriously ill, and oh dear, it was just like a battlefield.
And that's it. Now listen, if you want to see the finished cover, it's online now, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, it is. It's on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/BBC Radio Cumbria. Now every week we get somebody get in touch and say, it's not fair, I want to see it, but I don't have a Facebook account. You don't actually need an account to see it. If you just go into your browser window, type www.facebook.com/BBC Radio Cumbria, you can still see the magazine without having to sign up.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. I want a beard, Steve. I need a beard.
I thought you said you want a beard.
No, I've got a beard already. I've got a moustache and beard. I don't need another one, thank you very much.
Would you like one in German?
Yeah, I could do with it. I could do with a nice German beard. If failing that, you can get me a nice, just a nice golden beer.
A gross beer bitter. That was a big beer, please.
Not a.
I've forgotten what a is. N?
A.
N. Gross beer bitter?
Where's Margaret when you need her?
What's a pronoun, Nell?
Where's Margaret when you need her? Pronoun, Nell?
It goes instead of a noun. So, for example, if I said Val, I could use the word she.
Yes,
there you go.
Never it. Never it.
No, of course not.
Never it.
Just Pythagoras' theorem.
Oh, it's the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the square of the other two sides. John Rooney in Barrow, I love you.